And welcome back to Martin Stadium. We're just about ready to kick off the second half as our Vikings lead the Ware County Gators 14-10. I want to thank Barry Broom Allstate Insurance Agency for their support of the halftime show. Remember, you're in good hands with Allstate. As I said, the Vikings lead 14-10. It's been a Ware County dominated game offensively by time of possession. By the scoreboard, the Vikings still lead 14-10, and we got to get that offense on the field.
Yeah, I think one reason because that is, you know, Mike Moore scored 39-yard touchdown run. We only took about 20 seconds off the clock, 30 seconds off the clock. Only ran about five plays in that drive. But, yeah, we've got to turn that trend around if we're going to be able to hold off this surging Ware County offense.
The Vikings lost the toss to begin the game. Ware County elected to receive. So Vikings will get the ball here to start the second half as Tyquan Lang raises his arm, trying to get the crowd fired up here.
Bill, time for toe to meet leather.
There we go. Vikings need to, the fans need to get in behind this group right here for the second half. There's a lot of football to be played here.
Got an update across town, 35-0, Cats leading.
Seth Starling, the kicker for Ware County, set to kick off. Waits on the whistle. There it is, and the second half is underway. Short kick, and it's Eric Torrey who fields the ball, still up and running, and they're going to bring him down. Forward progress will take him at about the 27-yard line, maybe 28.
He thought about fair catching right there, realized they weren't as close as he thought they were.
And Torrey's got some decent hands playing tight end. They will mark the ball in between the 29 and 28-yard line, as Wes would say. At the 28-and-a-half-yard line.
One of the most important drives of the game is your first drive after halftime. Let's see if the Vikings can drive the ball down the field, put some points on the board.
Vikings go under center now in a traditional wing tee. Lance Gerald goes under center. He's got Moore and Bergman. Bergman in motion, gives to Bergman around the left side. Tries to pick a hole around the left side, and he'll be brought down around the 30-yard line as he's run out of bounds. They may give him the 31 yards. As Coach McPherson said, one of the things Nick Bergman has been doing is looking for the vertical hole and not running side to side. That time he had to try and find something, but he tried to stretch it maybe too far. It will be at the 31-yard line. Brings up second and about 8 for the Vikings. Gerald under center again. Puts Moore in motion this time. Counterplay to Nick Bergman. Nick just spins off inside handoff. And just short of the 35-yard line, that'll bring up third down now. Third and about 4.5, Wes. Third and 4.5.
Yeah, you like to see the third and short situation rather than the third and long. Looks like we are going back to the spread formation. Josh Clemens checks into the game.
Lance back in the shotgun. He's got Tyler Vanderzanden up there. And Mike Moore in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff to Mike Moore. Little throw over to Tyler Vanderzanden. And he has to come back for the ball. It's tipped. And Tyler Vanderzanden barely gets back to the line of scrimmage. Tyler just kind of froze right there after he made the catch. Probably could have gone. I don't think he would have had the first down, but he might have been closer.
Yeah, if that ball wouldn't have tipped at the line of scrimmage, he might have been able to catch it and get upfield for the first down. But results in a fourth and about 5. Vikings will be forced to punt. 10 minutes, 40 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Back deep for the Gators, number 33, Austin Delt, to field the punt of Matt McEnstein. Matt standing about the 19, 20-yard line, waits on the snap. There's the snap. Good one. Right to him. Good high, high kick. Delt thinks about fair catch, but it takes a wedge shot and bounces backwards, but then rolls to the 40. And that's where it'll be marked dead as it's picked up by number 34, Tevin Brown. And Ware will start with great field position at their own 40-yard line. So Viking defense again finds himself back on the field right away after halftime. Now let's see. We talked about it at halftime. The Viking defense has got to turn this thing around, get the offense of the Gators off the field.
Looks like we made an adjustment on defense. Tyquan Lang is playing cornerback. Eric Hart, the sophomore, 2 interception, has checked in safety position.
Also at the other corner is Tevin Brown. Bennett for the Gators in the shotgun. Receivers to the left and the right. Pump, shoulder fakes, throws down the middle of the field, and he has Delk. Almost thought Delk was going to break free. We got a flag down there. There may be a late hit on the quarterback, and it's with a call. It'll be a personal foul, roughing the passer.
That's the one thing we talked about at the break. We just cannot shoot ourselves in the foot with penalties tonight.
Delk had kind of broke free in the middle and the ball just a bit overthrown, but now after that 15-yard penalty, moves it across to the other side of the field. It'll be first and 10 for the Gators at the Viking 45-yard line. Gators moving left to right on your radio dial. 10:06 left in the third quarter. Vikings still lead 14-10, but where? On offense again. First down and 10. Vikings in a five-man front. Two wide receivers to the left for the Gators. Bennett in the shotgun, takes the snap, fakes the throw, hands off to Robertson on the inside. Robertson finds a hole over the left side. He'll be brought down about the 41-yard line. Excuse me, 39-yard line. And that'll be second down for the Gators. Nice little handoff fake there. I mean, fake on the pass.
Yeah, it was a design draw on that play. They're doing a good job faking, pump faking, draws. We got to recognize that and make the stop.
Vikings still in the five-man front. Bennett takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looks up the middle, and he's going to be about a yard short of the first down. They need to get to the 35-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 36. Trey Jackson for the Vikings in on the tackle. Third down and short, third and one now for the Gators. Five-man front for the Vikings. Bennett goes under center. In the backfield, number 24.
Fumble.
The ball mishandled, missnapped, but Bennett picks it up, and they're going to mark him on the 35-yard line, Taylor. That's going to be from where that spot is. If the middle of the ball is on the middle of the line, no, it's just the nose on the line. It's going to be very close.
They're going to measure here.
That was a very favorable spot there for the Ware County Gators. He dropped the ball on the snap and was able to pick it up and was able to fight forward and try to get a few yards, but I think his knee was down as he twisted forward. And they gave him a good spot there, and it's going to be very, very close, guys.
Yeah, from where the ball's sitting in the middle of that 35-yard line, that's going to be, I think, a first down. Wow, it is short by
inches.
Well, Ware's shown us they're going to go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. They've gone for it before on their side of the field. I wouldn't see why they wouldn't. 8 minutes, 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Vikings still clinging to a 14-10 lead. But Ware County has made their presence known on our side of the field tonight.
Viking defense just now getting out on the field as they spent some time with Coach McPherson on the sideline. Bennett will go under center. In the backfield will be number 24, Bernard Robertson, for the Gators. Fourth and inches. Vikings, eight man on the front line. They give it to the quarterback, and he's going to squeeze over the line. I think you're going to mark him over that line this time, and he will make the first down by inches.
Great penetration by our defensive line. We're not able to stop him from getting the forward penetration.
And they do get this first down for the Gators. First down and 10 now from the Viking 34, almost the 34-and-a-half-yard line. I won't pick on Wes anymore. There's no way to call that. That's 34-and-a-half yards. Gators, first and 10, look to the sideline for the play. Five-man front for the Vikings. Tyquan Lang at corner over on the far side. Two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right. Tobler in the backfield. Takes the snap, Bennett. Bennett looks down the field. Finds Delk over the middle, but he's hit immediately. That is by
Matt Frazier,
and he knocks the ball loose, incomplete. It'll be second down and 10.
Looks like they might have been trying to set up the screen there.
Yeah, the defensive ends were able to get around the corners that time, and that usually means they're letting you go. Second and 10 now. Three wide receivers right, one to the left. Bennett in the shotgun. Calls for the snap, turns, and he looks to the sideline again. Five-man front for the Vikings. They bring the ends in tight this time. Snaps the ball. Looks down the field. Quick throw, and the receiver squats down to catch it. And his legs go out from under him. Tyquan Lang there to cover. No completion. It'll be third down and 10. 8:06, the clock stops here in the third quarter as the Vikings are holding on to a 14-10 lead. Stacy Wright checks out, and it will be number 91. That's Ellis Griffin will check in for the Vikings.
Bill, we've been close to several interceptions tonight. I would like to see our Vikings get a turnover here.
They go into a nickel formation on third and 10. Vikings do. There's the snap. Fakes the handoff. Throws down the middle of the field to Delt. Delt makes a great catch over the south down to the 15-yard line. Just a great middle screen. Nothing real fancy as Delt just gets down the field. And they're going to mark it inside the 15. I thought that's where he slid, Taylor.
Yeah, Delt has proven to be a little scrappy receiver. He finds the hole, and he's doing a good job for it right behind our linebackers.
Ware gets down inside the 15-yard line where it's first and 10 at the 14. Correction, at the 13-yard line. The fans come to their feet. The band comes to their feet. They're in the end zone of the band. Bennett puts a player in motion, going to the far side, takes the snap, hands off to Tobler on the inside. Tobler breaks through the line and will get down to the 5-yard line. Just short of the first down, it'll bring up second and about two. Tobler just picked a hole right there over the left side.
He's hobbling off, Bill.
And Tobler is, as he runs off, and Bernard Robertson checks in. Second and about, well, it's almost three for the Gators. Bennett calls for the snap, looks to the sideline again. Pretty consistent as they go into that shotgun. Vikings in a four-man front. There's the snap. Turns, throws out into the flat. And Ware County makes the completion, and it will be very close. They're going to give him the forward momentum down inside the three-yard line, down to the two. It'll be first and goal for the Gators. That is the call. First and goal with 6:43 left in the third quarter. The Gators have just marched the ball down the field. It's 14-10, our Vikings holding on to this lead. Gators now with a first and goal. Viking defense looks to the sidelines. They've got their play. Five-man front now back for the Vikings. In the shotgun. Takes the snap. Bobbles it. And he'll be hit outside the three-yard line. Maybe gets it back up to the line of scrimmage. The snap was a high snap in the shotgun.
Yeah, it was not a friendly snap. Bennett was able to snag it down and luckily get back to the line of scrimmage. Brings up second down and goal from about the 2-yard line.
I think he got back to the line of scrimmage. Bennett again in the shotgun. Five-man front for the Vikings. Linebackers up tight. Waits on the snap, turns and again and looks to the sideline. His offensive coordinator hands out the signals. Robertson in the backfield. Two wide receivers split right and left. Bennett calls for the snap. Waits, delays right up the end zone, and a touchdown, Ware County.
Yeah, they found a home for that quarterback dive from the shotgun.
Gators go up 16-14 and will line up for their extra point here to try and go up three. First lead for the Gators in this ballgame. Vikings wait on the swinging gate. It swings around. Not only do they swing the gate, they wait to bring their kicker in even. They bring in three players and run out three players. Kicker number 40, Seth Starling, lines up for the extra point. There's the snap. There's the kick. It's up. And it's good as Ware County takes the lead, 17-14. We'll take a 60-second break. Gators set to kick off. Starling addresses the ball. That back deep for the Vikings is Tyquan Lang. 5:41 left in the third quarter. The Gators took the lead, 17-14. There's the kick. And it'll go over to, looks like to...
Jordan Williams.
Jordan will find a call around the right side. There's a flag down. as they'll ride him out of bounds about the 40-yard line. But there's a flag back around the 36-yard line. And let's see what the call is going to be. Usually back there it's a block in the back or a hold. And the Vikings, if that's the case, find themselves in a hole again to start this drive.
Got some updated scores here, Bill. Valdosta 35, Robert E. Lee 0.
It is holding against the Vikings.
Colquitt leads 30-13 over, I think, Carter High School out of Montgomery, Alabama.
You got that last drive, too, when you get done?
Yep, and Tift is trailing Glen Academy 3-10. Coffee leads Wayne County 35-24. That last drive for Ware County, 4 minutes, 31 seconds off the clock. They went 60 total yards, 12 plays, 7 runs, 5 passes, and they got 4 first downs there, Bill.
Wow. Vikings will start 1st and 10 from the 16-yard line, their own 16-yard line. Ware County, after this lead, now 17-14, you hear their crowd begin to rise up. Vikings in a wing T formation. Gerald under center, puts Mike Moore in motion. Gives to the fullback up the middle. That's D. Daniels. As D, his first carry of the night, will pick up about 3 yards on the carry. That'll bring up 2nd and 7 for the Vikings.
After a whole first half of not running the wing T, this is our second time coming out in that formation.
Yeah, we got twin tight ends in the backfield. D. Daniels, Nick Bergman, and Mike Moore. Under center, Moore in motion, gives to D. Daniels again. D. looks over the left side, picks up very few yards, just beyond the 20, down to the 21. It'll bring up 3rd down now for the Vikings. Tough sledding inside there on the run game.
If you're just joining us, 4 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. Your Vikings are trailing 14-17.
3rd and 4 now for the Vikings as Lance Gerald goes into the shotgun. Takes the snap. Looks downfield. Little comeback screen. Nice, great hole for the Vikings. That's number 31, Brandon Roberts. And he'll pick up about 12 yards and a 1st down for the Vikings.
Yeah, that's almost the exact same play that they ran to him in the first half. Was able to pick up the 1st down there. Good job by Brandon Roberts.
That little comeback screen underneath, and then they find the hole in the middle. Lance stays into the shotgun. D. Daniels up in front of him to block. Sends Tyquan Lang in motion. Hands the ball off around the right side. Tyquan Lang has got nothing but green grass. He's the 30, the 20, the 10, and touchdown Vikings.
And the best part about that?
No flag.
No flag.
I see you, Tyquan Lang. A 66-yard touchdown run by Tyquan Lang. We are running from out of the spread formation, and that's been the best run all night.
And like I've said before, I think there was a Walmart hole on that play. That was big enough to build a Walmart. Tyquan hit it. 66-yard touchdown run.
Matt Mackenstein set to kick the extra point for the Vikings. They've gone up 20-17. They'll go up 21 with the extra point.
Guys, I said TQ's been itching to run, carry the ball, and he just ran that ball. Very, very good play there.
Jason Crum, the long snapper. Garrett Fuller, the holder. Matt Mackenstein to kick the extra point. 4:10 left on the clock. High snap. Kicks up. It's good. And the Vikings go up 21-17. We'll take a 60-second break. Back at Martin Stadium with 4:10 left in the third quarter, the Vikings go up 21-17 on a 66-yard run by Tyquan Lang. It's Nick Hart, the kicker, set to kick off for the Vikings. Nick Hart, a freshman, just added to the roster today, as a matter of fact. There's the kick up high, short, and it'll be fielded this time by number 4, Tavares Davenport, and he'll pick up a few more yards. And we gave up some yards that time as the Gators will take over 1st down and 10 from about the 38-yard line. So we gave them really a good start here. Give us that drive last time.
Yeah, that drive for the Vikings, 1 minute, 24 seconds off the clock, 84 total yards, 4 plays, 3 runs, 1 pass, 1 first down, resulted in a 66-yard touchdown run by Nick Bergman. And the problem with that, Bill, even though we scored, is our defense only had 1 minute and 24 seconds to rest.
And they're back out on the field, and Tyquan Lang's one of those. Now, he has taken this play off, it looks like, not out on the field defensively. Bennett for the Gators sends a runner in motion. in the shotgun, takes the snap, turns, throws out to number 89. That's Issa Lowe over the right side. Issa will pick up about 4 yards. About three from this spot on this side.
If you're just tuning in, 3 minutes, 59 seconds to go in the third quarter. The Vikings just took a 21-17 lead. Ware County has the ball, second and about seven from their own 42-yard line.
Bennett has single receivers to his right and to his left. In the backfield is Cobbler. Sends motion, Issa Lowe. Takes the snap. Hands off. That's to Robertson. Robertson tries to go over the middle, and it's Trey Jackson in on the tackle. He will pick up about 2 yards on the carry. Brings up about third and five for the Gators. Clark continues to run. 3:45 here left in the third quarter. Changes on the offense for the Gators. They have three wide receivers to the left. They bring Trevon Steele over here to our side. Robertson in the backfield with Bennett. The Viking fans come to their feet. Five-man front for the Vikings. Corners sneak up. Bennett takes the snap. Looks to his left. Throws across the middle and tries to hit. That's number 33, Austin Delk, again across the middle. Falls incomplete. And that'll bring up a fourth and five for the Gators. And a great defensive stand by our Lionside Vikings will force the Gators into a punt situation. But they're not lining up in a punt.
Yeah, they're in that pesky little formation they do on a punt. It's going to be...
They're bringing the punt return team up. And then they send Chase Morris back in the punt formation. A long time here. As Nick Bergman now has to go run back quickly to get into the punt formation to receive the punt. Low line drive punt as Bergman picks it up at the 20. Finds a hole around the right side. Down to the 30. Down to the 35, and they'll run him out of bounds. And the Vikings will take over first down and 10 from their own 35-yard line.
Yeah, the one thing about this formation, it just causes so much confusion on the defensive side.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion. And that time when they did go into the punt formation, we really had nobody back deep. Nick Bergman had to get back there quickly.
Bill, we need a long, sustained drive here by the offense. Give our defense a little bit of time to rest.
3:08 left in the third quarter. Vikings lead 21-17. Vikings ball, first down and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Lance Gerald comes out. Looks like he's going to be in the shotgun as Mike Moore will be in the backfield with him. Nick Bergman out wide on the far side. Receiver to the inside. Gives off inside handoff to Mike Moore. Mike Moore just finds a hole, picks it across there for about a 2 or 3 yard gain, and bring up second down for the Vikings.
Wildcats take a 42-0 lead over Robert E. Lee out of Montgomery.
Sounds like they're on cruise control.
Yep.
Vikings now second. They did get about three on that. Second and seven. As Gerald signals to the sideline, give me the play. Checks the armband. In the shotgun, he sends Moore in motion. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff to Moore. Looks up on the inside, and Gerald drives, and he'll be short of the first down, probably about a third and two.
That's a good yardage for us here. Most of the game we've had third and long, Bill.
He's got to get to the 46-yard line. Just to the 46-yard line for a first down, and they are at the 43. So a 3-yard third and three, still in the shotgun. Lance Gerald takes the snap, hands off to Mike Moore over the right side, and just absolutely nothing there. And we'll even lose yards back to about the 41 or 42, and that'll put the Vikings back out on the field to punt. And we'll send that defense back on the field. 1:42, the clock continues to run here in the third quarter. This third quarter's gone by rather quickly. The ball's been controlled by Ware for quite a long drive where they scored a touchdown and went up 17-14. Vikings retook the lead on a very short drive, and we lead now 21-17 and in punt formation. It's number 33, Austin Delt, for the Gators, back deep to receive. Matt McEnstein waits on the punt, low snap, picks it up. Kicks, and They run into... There's a lot going on down at this end. Matt Mackenstein fell down as Golden ran into him, but there's no flag. And then Delt tries to field the ball, and he gets bumped as he's trying to field it, and they do throw the flag on that.
Yeah, that's going to be kick-catch interference, and Matt Mackenstein was not acting there. He really did get hit. Sometimes when you cry wolf too many times, the official won't throw the flag.
Taylor, I think you're right there. That may have been a punishment from the acting of before, but he definitely got hit, but he still got off a great punt. And, you know, we get called for the penalty on the other end. That's two drives now this third quarter that we've started off with a penalty. We had the late hit on the quarterback, and now this penalty on the punt. And we cannot keep doing that to ourselves.
That brings the ball all the way up to the Ware County 46-yard line. So the Gators will start over again in great field position. 107 left here in the third quarter. Vikings still lead 21-0. But the Gators are back on the field on offense. Two receivers to the left. Vikings in a five-man front. Bennett puts one in motion to the right. Waits on the snap. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Rolls to the right on a bootleg. And it's Justin Evans as he knocks the ball away. But it does go out of bounds. But a great tackle by Justin Evans. And that'll be a 4 or 5 yard loss for the Gators. It'll knock him back. And he had fumbled the ball when he got hit. It just fumbled out of bounds.
Tell you what, the bootleg right there, Justin Williams was not fooled on that. Stayed at home, did a good job, caused about a 5 yard loss on the play. Ware County is second long.
That's all back at the 41 yard line. Vikings remain in the 5-man front. Cornerback sneak up. Twin receivers right and left. Takes the snap. Looks down the field. Eric Torrey gets held as the ball gets thrown. Wow, I'm sitting here. I thought the ball hit the ground, but it bounced up off of our players, and the ball was caught by a Ware County wide receiver.
What happened there, Bill? They both dove for the interception.
Coach McPherson's calling timeout. He wants an explanation of what happened on that play. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Under a minute left here in the third quarter, and there is some serious discussion from Coach McPherson to the official saying that that ball hit the ground, that it should have been an incomplete pass.
Bill, I don't know what the rule is on it, but they're saying down here that the ball actually bounced up and hit the official. And I don't know if that's a dead ball or not, but that's what the player is saying.
The official is part of the field. So if it hit the official, but I thought it hit the ground. Coach McPherson is still not happy with that call. They're not going to overturn that. It'll be a first down for the Gators. That might be something that will bring the Viking fans to their feet.
Another thing he's mad about, Bill, is that he said one of the officials was waving his hands as incomplete. So our team gave up. At the very least, it should have been an inadvertent whistle.
All right, first and 10 for the Gators. The Viking fans you hear in the background, under a minute, 48 seconds left in the third quarter. Vikings lead 21-17. Bennett looks under center. Now comes back into the shotgun. Looks over to the side. He's got the play from his sideline. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. He gives the handoff, fakes it. Now he gives it into the belly of Robertson, and Robertson will be tackled for no gain. Viking fans don't need to sit down. They need to stay on their feet. Viking fans, let's get to your feet.
The fans really came alive there, and I think it really meant a lot to the team.
Let's bring it up again.
They were able to stop him for about a half a yard gain right there. Brings up second and a long nine.
If my friend Andy Rogers has anything to say about it, he'll get him up. There come the Viking fans to their feet again. Second and 10. Bennett, three receivers to his left. Sends one in motion. That's Delt to the right. Takes the snap. Looks over to the right side. Thinks about throwing to Delt. Can't find him. And he just throws the ball away. But it is to a receiver in the area of Trevon Steele. But Vikings had a great beeline on him. It would have been a sack if he couldn't have got the ball away. That'll bring up third down and 10 now for the Gators. The man comes alive.
That's right. The last few times Ware County has had third and long, they've completed. They've completed over our linebackers beneath the safety.
That incomplete pass created a 1 second left in the third quarter. It'll be third and 10 for the Gators. You hear the Viking fans come to their feet. Wes, we got to swing those battle axes. Vikings in a four-man front. There's the snap. There's the throw. quickly over, almost picked off by Josh Clemens, and Josh gets his hand on it, and the ball falls incomplete, and that'll be the end of the third quarter as it goes to a 4th-and-10 for the Ware County Gators. We'll take a 60-second break. Vikings lead 21-17. Well, Viking fans, here it is, the fourth quarter. Vikings lead 21-17. It's 4th-and-10 for the Ware County Gators on the Viking 40-yard line. They don't look like they got their that crazy formation. The punter's way out there, spread right. The quarterback in the shotgun and waiting to hopefully see them shift into that punt formation. And the Vikings call a timeout. We'll take another 30-second break.
Bill, we don't have any commercials. Let's just keep it right here.
All right. Thank you, Marty. That's good. I appreciate you letting us know. And we are still here at Martin Stadium as it's 4th-and-10, Ware County at the Viking 40-yard line. They do this crazy formation. The center lines up. The quarterback's in the backfield. The whole offensive line's over to either the right or the left. The punter's way out in a wide receiver position.
The quarterback is back, too, though. That's what makes it weird. It's basically a swinging gate punt.
Yep. And they'll swing it this time. They forced us to use the timeout. Vikings down to 2 timeouts here. They didn't get charged, evidently, that first one when we were calling in the question about the play. Punt formation. Tyquan Lang back deep to receive. Chase Morris, the kicker. Nice high, high kick. Tyquan has to catch it. He lets it bounce into the end zone, and the Vikings will take over 1st-and-10 from the 20-yard line. Tyquan went to go call a fair catch, saw the ball coming, kind of stepped over, and the ball hit about the 4-yard line and bounced into the end zone.
Yeah, put your heels on the 10, and if it goes over your head, let it go into the end zone. Vikings take over 1st-and-10 from the 20-yard line, 11 minutes and 53 seconds to go. They're still clinging to a 21-17 lead here. We really need to keep our offense on the field for a long, sustained drive to give our defense some rest.
Yeah, we really do. That would give our defense quite a break. We go into the spread offense. Lance Gerald in the shotgun. He's got Nick Bergman beside him. He takes the snap, looks, turns. He's got Williams out on the left side, a little quick screen, and he'll get down almost to the 30-yard line, about a 9-yard pickup, and it'll be 2nd and very, very short for our Lowndes High Vikings. That was Jordan Williams out here on the right side. Just took the snap, Lance did, stepped up and threw it to his right, was able to pick up 9 yards on the carry. 2nd and 1.
That was a good catch there by Jordan Williams, but I got to give some credit to number 24, Kevin Edwards, out here made a great block to spring him.
Gerald in the shotgun. He puts Jordan in motion. Fakes the give around, gives it to Tyquan. That's Nick Bergman up the middle. Nick will pick up about 8 more yards and a first down for the Vikings.
Come alive, offensive line. We need you here. 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Vikings put together a first down there.
Vikings still leading 21-17, as Taylor said. 11-11 left in the ballgame. Once the chains are set, the clock will go again. Official's taking a long time. He's not even wound down. He's wound the clock. Lance in the shotgun. He's got Tyler VanderZanden ahead of him. He puts Nick Bergman in motion. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Goes right up the middle. And this time he'll pick up about 2 yards. He fumbled, but I think he was right back on top of it. They threw the beanbag. I tell you, Lance is taking a beating trying to go up in the middle.
Yeah, Lance is taking some shots tonight.
Josh Clemens checks in at wide receiver. He'll go out to the far side. Nick Bergman in the backfield, along with Lance Gerald. Lance in the shotgun. 2nd and about 8. Takes the snap. Turns. Little swing pass out to Nick Bergman, but Nick is met immediately by 3 defenders. And he'll lose 2 yards back to the original line of scrimmage, and it'll be 3rd-and-10. Tried a little swinging pass that time, and unfortunately, 3 defenders for the Gators right up on top of it. Vikings in 3rd-and-10 now. Lance gets the play. He's got Bergman out to his left along with Josh Clemens at wide receiver. He puts Bergman in motion. Takes the snap. Hands off to Bergman. Bergman looks inside the middle, and he'll get back to the 40. and he's met there immediately by William Golden.
Yeah, William Golden, one of our impact players for tonight, recognized the speed sweep. That'll bring up fourth and 9 yards. Matt McIntyre checks in. 9 minutes, 30 seconds to go in this ball game.
Austin Delt goes back deep for the Gators. Matt will stand about the 26-yard line, waiting on the snap. Delt back on his own 30. Waits on the snap. There it is. Kicks. High snap. Delt calls a fair catch, and he'll field it cleanly at about the 26-yard line. The Gators will take over first and 10 from their own 26-yard line. 9:03 left in this ball game. Vikings holding on to a 21-17 lead.
I want to remind everybody about our coaches show on Tuesday nights at Austin's Cattle Company. Get to speak with Coach Mack and a couple players of the game. Talk about next week's opponent.
And we don't have a next week opponent this time, but we will have the coaches show this Tuesday night. Ware County rolls out that big offensive line. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Bennett in the shotgun. Looks for the snap, takes it, looks to his right, pump fakes, goes deep. And incidental contact. It truly, as you hear a lot of boos in the background, but Tyquan Lang and Chase Morris just got their feet tangled up as they made the turn into the middle of the field. A lot of complaining from the fans, but it really was.
Yeah, Tyquan had position on that ball, and I think his feet just got tangled up in the receiver. He fell face forward, and the fans are really coming alive here. Brings up second and 10 from the Viking 26-yard line.
Clock.
From the Ware County 26-yard line.
Right. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 8:58 left in the ball game. Bennett, three receivers to our side, one to the other side. He turns, throws, completed pass over there to number 20. That's Trevion Steele, but he's going to be hit immediately by two Vikings. Eric Torrey out there, along with Trey Jackson. And he'll pick up
about four yards,
bring up third and 6.
Ware County's been very successful in third down conversions tonight. We really got to stop them here.
Three wide receivers to our side, one to the far side. Bennett barks out a snap. Then he turns and he looks to the sideline. Now they switch up players. They bring in Robertson in the backfield. That almost should be substitution, shouldn't it?
Yeah, they weren't huddled up.
That's true. Bennett now calls for the snap. Low snap. Has to turn. Finds something up the middle, but Trey Jackson, along with a host of other Vikings, just take him down. Along with, that was also number 31, Brandon Roberts, as he works his way up to about the 35-yard line, and it'll bring up a fourth down for the Gators, as they will go into a punt formation.
Let's see. We know what they're going to do on the punt. Let's make sure we can get squared away where we need to be.
Well, they go into a straight punt formation this time, no swinging gate. Now, Bennett has been favoring, you've mentioned a couple of times, that time he also, on that bad snap, was favoring that arm as he was reaching down.
Watch the ball here, boys. Watch the ball.
Tyquan Lang, deep to receive. They directional punt over to the sideline, and Tyquan still picks it up. Goes straight up the field, tries to break free. He'll pick it up. He'll get about a 10-yard return up to our own 40-yard line. The Vikings will take over first down and 10. 7:20 left in the ball game. Vikings lead 21-17. Viking offense huddled up on the sideline.
Bill, I just want to take this time to say to Wes that we wish you were here, Wes. We know you're listening. We need your help.
Let's swing those battle axes, you Vikings.
Got an update from across town. Cats lead 48-0.
Viking offense. We have been able to score quite a few times on long runs, but not long drives. We go into a traditional wing T formation. Jordan Williams and Nick Bergman in formation. Bergman turns, he looks, he's got an option pass. He's got Jordan Williams out there, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Travaris Davenport. Down around the 25-yard line, but there is a flag on the play down here about the 50.
Guys, I was just standing there yelling. I think that they were holding Jordan as he was trying to get open.
But it's an illegal downfield by the Vikings. And
illegal
I tell
downfield.
You,
They had Jordan wrapped around. They had his jersey just pulling on him and wouldn't let him get open in his route. And they didn't call it.
The coaching staff is livid down here on this sideline.
Yeah, it was a designed halfback pass. Nick Bergman took it.
And Bergman had you're right. He had to break free just to get open, and that's what took Bergman so long to throw it down to Williams. Okay. Nonetheless, it's first and 10 for the Gators at the 25, at their own 25-yard line. Vikings turn the ball over on an interception. Player in motion for the Gators. A bad snap. Goes beyond the quarterback. He'll have to down it. He can't cover it. And the Vikings recover the ball inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, the snap was low. Once again, Bill, Bennett had trouble picking it up, and he is slow to get up. Fumbled it around. The Vikings pick it up on about the 4-yard line. First and goal, Vikings. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And your Vikings are knocking on the door.
That snap, as you said, went through the quarterback's hands. He tried to just go down and fall on it. He couldn't even do that. It got away from him, the Viking. I don't know who recovered the fumble for the Vikings, but it's first and goal.
Marty's mentioned it before. Bennett taking some hits. He's getting up slow. One time when the ball's low like that and he has to scramble to pick it up, it's going to be a hard for a worn-out quarterback to do.
7:01 left in the ballgame. Vikings threatening inside the 5-yard line. They lead 21-17. In the wing T formation, Lance Gerald goes under center. He's got D. Daniels in the backfield. Hands off to D. Daniels. D. picks his way through the middle, and he's going to fall just short of the goal line inside the 1-yard line. It'll be second and goal.
Yeah, D. picked up about 2 yards. He's down to about the half-yard line there. And we got to finish here, Bill. We got to finish.
We got double tight ends. We also have in the backfield, number 36, Telvin Orr, along with D. Daniels at the fullback. Gerald, under center, takes the snap. Gives to Daniels again. Daniels this time tries to climb over the pile. And it's a touchdown, Vikings. I see you, D. Daniels.
D. Daniels did not stop those feet. He kept them moving, was able to nose across that goal line. Vikings take a 27-17 lead, 6 minutes, 24 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
Vikings line up in the swinging gate. This ball game has not failed to entertain, that is for sure. Vikings swing the gate. Jason Crum to snap. Garrett Fuller to hold. Matt McEnstein to kick. Waits on the snap. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. It's up. It's good, and the Vikings lead 28-17. We'll take a 60-second break. Back at Martin Stadium, 6:24 left in the ballgame. The Vikings take a 28-17 lead as Matt McEnstein set to kick off for the Vikings. Back deep, Austin Delk for the Gators. Matt addresses the ball, kicks, and this one on a line drive down to the 4-yard line by Austin Delk. Delk tries to find a hole. He'll pick his way over the 25 and be tackled at the 26-yard line as the Gators will take over first down and 10 from their own 26-yard line as the Vikings hold on to a 28-17 lead here. Give us some information on that last drive.
That last drive, 37 seconds, 3 yards, 2 plays, 2 runs, no first down. Resulted in a half-yard run by D. Daniels. Ware County takes over first and 10 from their own 26-yard line. 6 minutes, 17 seconds to go. Vikings are leading 28-17.
Well, the Kenneth Durden down in Tampa, Florida, your boys have stepped it up. Bennett takes the snap in the backfield all alone, turns, throws, and he tries to make the catch, but it's number 34 for the Vikings. That's Telvin Brown. Just lifts the receiver up, can't complete it, and it brings up second down and 10.
The pass. Bill, go ahead, Marty.
I was just going to say that was another bad snap there that threw off the timing, so let's keep an eye on that. They've had several bad snaps tonight.
The pass was a little bit high. Tevin Brown did a great job there making the initial contact and freeing the ball from the receiver's hand. Brings up second and 10 for the Gators.
Bennett in the backfield sends Delk in motion to the far side. Waits on the snap, takes it, looks to the right. He's got heat. Throws the ball right down the middle of the field, and it's number 26. That's Jeremiah Stevenson for Ware. Picks up the catch, and that'll be enough for a first down for the Ware County Gators.
Bill, I saw that when the ball was clearly out. We stripped it, and as he spun, it fell right in our guy's hand. You know, another one of those calls, you hate to keep saying it.
There's the snap. Again, another bad snap. The ball gets away from the quarterback. It's recovered by the Vikings. And that's this time number 65, and that is D'Angelo Edmonds gets the fumble recovery for the Vikings, and the wheels seem to be falling off the bus for the Ware County Gators here in the second half.
Yeah, as Marty said earlier, when you got a consistency of a bad snap, it really throws the timing off, and with a tired quarterback, he really has a hard time bending down to pick it up every time. He just wasn't able to get a good grasp on it. They were there to make the contact, ball loose, fumble recovery by the Vikings. The Vikings take over, first and 10. From the Ware County 35-yard line, 5 minutes, 57 seconds to go in the game. Vikings lead 28-17.
So first and 10 as Lance Gerald goes into the shotgun. He's got twin receivers right and left. He puts in motion. That's Mike Moore. Mike comes across the formation. Lance Gerald looks around the left side, finds a little bit of a hole, and he'll pick up about 3 or 4 yards. Again, real tough sledding inside for Lance Gerald on the quarterback keeper.
Guys, Ware County has played an excellent ball game tonight. You hate to see it come down to a couple turnovers like that, but of course I know our team will take it, but Ware County is still fighting. They played a great ball game.
5:31, the clock continues to run as the Vikings now have second and 8. We're starting to play the clock a little bit as we look to the sidelines. Wait on the play. Lance Gerald gets the call, checks the wristband, and he's ready. Hurrying him up. In the shotgun. Takes the snap. Inside handoff to Mike Moore. Mike Moore finds a hole right up the middle, and he'll be enough for another Viking first down.
Yeah, good job there by Mike Moore. Finding the hole. Being patient. Letting his blocker set the block. Good enough for a Viking first down. They'll take over after that first down on the Ware County 24.5-yard line. 5 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the ball game.
To all our Twitter followers, thank you for following us on at The Viking Voice. That's at The Viking Voice. We'll try and keep you updated throughout the game. Vikings now 4:50, 4:49. The clock continues to run. First down and 10 from the Ware County 25-yard line. Lance looks to the side. He gets the signal. Go ahead and take the snap. Takes it. Gives to Mike Moore again. Right up the middle. Mike will only get about 2 yards this time.
Mike Moore straight ahead to the 23-yard line.
The fans have really come alive here in the fourth quarter, been able to cheer on the Vikings. The Vikings have gotten great turnovers and been able to capitalize. Now they're in a second and 9 situation.
Ware County has shown that they can score quick, so we really need to run this clock down, get maybe 1 or 2 more first downs, get some points on the board, and finish this game off.
Clock continues to run, 4:07, 4:06 in the fourth quarter. Vikings lead 28-17, an 11-point lead for our Vikings against a very good Ware County Gator team. Lance in the shotgun, takes the snap, gives to Mike Moore over the right side. Mike tries to pick, look, and he'll be brought down after about a 1 yard. Maybe he'll be back to the line of scrimmage. He did stay in bounds, so the clock continues to run, 3:40, and we find ourselves in a 3rd and 9 situation. 3rd down and 9 for the Vikings. After a fumble recovery on another bad snap by the Ware County Gators. All right, Vikings. 3rd down now. Lance Gerald still in the shotgun. In the backfield with him is Mike Moore. Out at wide receiver, Nick Bergman. Over to the short side. On near side, near us. Nobody out on the left side of the field. Lance looks to the side. Gets the signal to snap. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, turns, throws. He's got the tight end wide open in Brandon Bell, and he'll be down at the 1 yard line. That was number 43, Brandon Bell. He just went out there untouched from the tight end position, and a great throw and catch by Lance Gerald and Brandon Bell. And it's first and goal inside the 1 yard line for the Vikings. The clock will start after the chains are set. And the clock will continue at under 2:55 now.
Lance Gerald rolled to his right, almost like the naked bootleg last week, threw across his body to a tight end, first and goal from the 1 yard line. Let's finish the drive, Vikings.
Lance looks across the sideline at Coach Redshaw. That's who gives the signal to go ahead and snap when we start working the clock. This is the longest drive I think our Vikings have had tonight. Lance under center, takes the snap, gives to D. Daniels. D over the top and a touchdown Vikings. I see you, D. Daniels.
Vikings were able to capitalize on the last two turnovers. And that's what we've struggled with a little bit early this year, is we get a good turnover, good field position, not be able to put points on the board. We've done that tonight, Bill.
Vikings lead 34-17 as we line up for the extra point. Jason Crum, the snapper. Garrett Fuller, the holder. Matt Mackenstein, the kicker. Offensive line is set. They wait on the snap. There's the snap. The hold. The kick. It's up. It's good. The Vikings lead 35-17. We'll take a 60-second break. Matt Mackenstein, foot to the football. High kick over the shoulder down to the 5-yard line. That is fielded by number 21, Xavier Tobler, but he'll be brought down inside the 20-yard line, so Ware County will start with 2:19 left in the ball game inside their own 20-yard line, first and 10.
Wow.
Big turn of events here in the fourth quarter.
Yes, and let's see what Ware County does here. Two consecutive drives they've had fumbles by the quarterback on the low snap. That last drive for the Vikings, 3 minutes and 32 seconds off the clock, 76 plays, 5 of them were runs, 1 pass, 3 first downs.
There's the snap to Bennett. Bennett rolls to his right, looks outside, and I tell you, who is that that stepped in front of it? That's number 33 for the Vikings, Devontae Watts, and another turnover as the Vikings get an INT.
And that's the third turnover in a row for the Vikings. Good job by Devontae Watts, recognizing the pass, stepping in front of it, getting down to the 13-yard line of Ware County. The Vikings will take over first and 10 from there. 2 minutes and 11 seconds left to go in this ball game.
Viking offense takes to the field again. And Lance Jarrell, who just like last week took the first snap, looks like he'll be staying in to the very end tonight as the Vikings lead 35-17. And the ball will be placed on the, is at the 18-yard line, first and 10 for the Vikings.
13.
There's the snap, the give to D. Ooh. Daniels. This time he's met, it looks like Golden. No, that's number 68. That is Jamal McBride.
6'1", 288.
He crushed D. Daniels right there is at the line of scrimmage. No gain, brings up second and 10.
And, Bill, this is definitely the one of the top 10 teams in Division 4.
In the Region 4, Class 4A, that's for sure. Vikings look to run out the clock here. 1 minute 40 seconds, the clock continues to run. Lance looks to the sideline, waits, and Redshaw says, go ahead and snap it. Takes the snap. Hands off to D. Daniels around the left side. D will get down inside the 10 this time. Bring up third down for the Vikings. The clock continues to run inside of a minute and 20. Viking fans starting to file out of the stadium as they believe this game is in hand. Vikings change up. They look like they're going to a wing T formation as Bergman and Moore check in. No, they're going to stay in the spread. Now under a minute here at Martin Stadium. Third and about 7 for the Vikings. Jarrell in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Gives to Mike Moore over the middle. He finds a hole over the left side. Now down inside the 3. That'll be enough for a Viking first down. As the clock continues to run, they have not stopped it to move the chains. And they're going to say fourth down. It's down at the 3. They needed to get inside the 3. 25 seconds, the clock continues to run. He just starts the play clock. We don't have to take another snap. And I believe coach McPherson says that's enough, fellas. That's how it's going to end, 35-17. The Vikings go to 5-1 on the season as the clock ticks down. 3-2-1-0. Vikings win 35-17. We'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have some words with Coach McPherson. Welcome back to Martin Stadium, where the Vikings have defeated the Ware County Gators 35-17. Thank you to Southeastern Federal Credit Union for their sponsorship of this postgame report. As I look down on the field, Marty Rogers takes his time, waits on the alma mater to be played for the players and Coach McPherson, and takes a few minutes for him to say a few words to us. What do you got there, Taylor?
Boy, I've got a nail-biting game until that fourth quarter.
Exactly.
You know, I think Ware really dominated us in the second quarter. We dominated them in the fourth quarter. The time of possession really scared me. We're going to have to get that squared away before the Valdosta game. Got some updated scores from around the area to give. Valdosta is victorious 49-0 over Robert E. Lee. Colquitt beat Carver out of Montgomery 40-13. Tift County falls to Glenn Academy 13-10. And Coffey is victorious over Wayne County 49-24. Region play begins next week when Coffey and Tiff get together. And let's see where Marty is, maybe with Coach McPherson.
You can see him down on the field. He's waiting, of course, until the alma mater is over with.
It's a hard-fought game by our Vikings. I'll tell you what. Go ahead. It's a hard-fought game by the Vikings. The Ware County Gators, boy, they've got some talent on both sides of the ball. It looks like Marty has Coach McPherson on the field. Let's go down to him now.
Coach Mack, thanks for taking a few minutes to meet with us. Coach Mack, the score is not indicative of how close this game was, but your team played great.
Yeah, we did. It's a great win for us. I tell you, Ware County, you know, they fought hard. That's just a big win. Proud of the kids, coaches.
Coach, last week you talked a little bit about your team was gassed in the fourth quarter. Tonight you come out and it's a completely change of events.
Yeah, we're getting better, I'll tell you. Had a good week of practice. You know, just proud of the boys.
Coach, you spread the ball out a lot tonight. You got to be proud of your offensive line and the kids, the running backs. They played a great game, and you put up 35 points and almost put up 42 against a great Ware County defense.
Yeah, you know, they made a couple mistakes here towards the end for sure that helped us. We executed a lot better than we have been. Offensive line did a good job. Defensively, we played much better the second half than we did the first half. You know, heck, I'm proud of them.
Coach, you got the off week this week coming up, and then, of course, you got the Winnersville. You work on?
We'll probably work on Valdosta on Monday.
Good luck, Coach.
There you go, the words from Coach McPherson after a great 35-17 victory over the Ware County Gators. Let's take another two-minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap this thing up for you. You're listening to the Lions Eye Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. Welcome back to Martin Stadium, where the Vikings have defeated the Ware County Gators 35-17. Thank you to Southeastern Federal Credit Union for their support of this postgame report. Let's give you the final stats of the night, and then we'll give you our final thoughts. Final stats tonight, Vikings win 35-17 over Ware County. Ware County with 14 first downs, 34 carries for 62 yards. They were 14 of 31 in the air for 218 yards, one touchdown and one interception. They ran 65 total plays for 280 yards of total offense. They fumbled the ball six times tonight, losing three of them. They were penalized four times for 43 yards, had six punts for an average of 36.7 yards. Their leading rusher was number 21. That was Xavier Tobler. He had seven carries for 34 yards. Their leading receiver, number 3, Chase Morris, one catch for 75 yards and a touchdown. For your Vikings, they had eight first downs on the night, rushed the ball 35 times for 230 yards. They had eight passes for 8 of 12 for 85 yards in the air, one touchdown and two interceptions. Total plays 47 for the Vikings, for total offensive output of 315 yards. We fumbled the ball twice. We didn't lose it either time. We were penalized, however, seven times for 70 yards. We punted five times for an average of 34.8 yards. Our leading rusher, number one, Mike Moore, 13 carries for 88 yards and two touchdowns. Also noteworthy was Tyquan Lang with three carries for 83 yards and a touchdown. The leading receiver, number 43, Brandon Bell, one catch for 22 yards and a touchdown. And that is your final stats. Thank you to Southeastern Federal Credit Union for your support of this postgame report. Willow, give me your final thoughts for the night there, Taylor.
Wow, what a turn of events at halftime. You know, defense played a pretty good game all night. I really only have them giving up 10 points defensively.
Yeah, really.
The play where Josh Clemens fell down, yeah, that's a touchdown. Yeah, it counts as points. But, you know, things happen like that. Offensively, we sputtered at times, but we made a good effort of capitalizing on the turnovers, which we've had problems with in games past. One thing I think we need to note, time of possession, first downs, 14. They had 14 first downs compared to our 8 first downs. We still put some yardage up on the board there. It's going to be time to fine-tune everything because region play begins, and we've got to be prepared because Valdosta looks like they've got the offense that can still put the points up on the board, 49 points tonight. We got to be ready for them, Bill.
Yeah, we will. I'm anxious to see the stats, the official stats, when they come out on Monday or Tuesday. I want to remind our listeners, you can always look at the official stats. We post them on our website, www.thevikingvoice.com, on our stats page. Once Coach Dice finishes those and compiles them, we put those on there for you. I'm interested to see the time of possession. I mean, we talked about that. That goes along with the first downs, the number of plays, the whole thing. We talked about in the first half, they had the ball for 17 minutes of 24.
Yeah.
They probably were not quite that much in the second half, but they still probably controlled the ball quite a bit in the second half.
Yeah, we were able to still capitalize on time of possession because we were scoring quick and we were scoring on big plays. Their time of possession probably in the full game is going to probably be somewhere, I'm just guessing here because I don't know, but maybe around 29 to 30 minutes.
Probably.
Maybe, out of a 48-minute game. That's a big difference there.
That's huge.
So we've got to be able to keep our defense off the field, keep our offense on the field. That's what's proven to be a successful formula here at Lowndes High.
Yeah, as far as I was looking at down on the field, I was impressed with how much we ran from the spread and how successful we were from that spread offense. We still went into the wing tee and got some short yardage situations, but being able to just break the corners with Mike Moore, Nick Bergman, Tyquan Lang. He just had a breakout game offensively tonight against the Gators, and I was very pleased with that. I'm looking around for Marty. There he is, down coming up through the stands. Let's get Marty's final thoughts of the night.
Oh, wow, you catch me as I get up to the top of the bleachers.
You're out of
breath.
You're really out of breath. We'll come back to you if you want.
Well, no, I think we played a great game, and you're absolutely right. I think the game plan tonight was great. You know, we're hard on coaches when they have bad game plans, but you got to give them credit when they have a good one. We spread the ball out. We put Josh Clemens out there, which, you know, they had to double cover Josh, and that really opened up the line of scrimmage for us. Our offensive line played absolutely great tonight. And, you know, third quarter, I think we ran 3 offensive plays. And, you know, we still put up 35 points and we're right there 3 yards away from 42 points. But the game plan of spreading them out and then running the football was a great job. And of course, our defense stayed on the field a lot tonight. And they just kept fighting and fighting. And the breaks finally started happening for us there in the fourth quarter. And it was almost like blood in the water. And we attacked, and you got to give them credit. They played a great job tonight. And just once again, want to say hey to Wes. We know he's listening. We wish he was here with us. Hopefully in 2 weeks, maybe he can be. But we wish you a speedy recovery, Wes. And we love you. We miss you. And go Vikings.
That's it. Good calls down from the field. It was very obvious there late in the game that Bennett was really struggling with those bad snaps. And I think you mentioned the bad snaps kept coming, and he just could not bend over far enough to get them.
You're right. He had some bad snaps in the first half as well. You know, when they got down here and fumbled early in the game when they were inside our red zone down about the 4 or 5 yard line, that was a bad snap. You know, several bad snaps, and we knew that it was going to keep happening. We knew eventually we were going to capitalize on it. And then, you know, and we did. And then, of course, also Devontae Watts, you got to give him some credit too. You know, he and Tevin Brown haven't got a lot of credit this year. But, you know, two first-year starters out there at corners. You know, they went up against some great receivers tonight for Ware County. That number 80, I know you couldn't really tell from up here.
Orange,
but
he is
huge.
Tall.
He's tall. He made a very athletic play down here on Devontae where he caught the ball and got the interference call. But they were great receivers, and we kept fighting, and Devontae finally steps in and gets his pick. I think that might be his first of the year.
Yes, it was.
And so, you know, great job, Devontae. Great job for Tevin Brown. Very proud of those guys. And you're right, Tyquan Lane played another good ball game for the Vikings.
Yeah, he just turned it and did it on the offensive side tonight.
All year long, he's been itching to carry the ball. I've asked him several times, hey, when are you going to get to run it? And he said, well, you know, we got Mike, we got Nick, and we got Dean, so they don't really need me. But I think that they realized that we were gassed a little last week, so they were trying to spread it around, get everybody carries, get everybody a little rest, got Tyquan in there, and he showed what he can do.
I also want to thank our fans tonight. Late in the third quarter and into the fourth, they really came alive. And it wasn't the band call and things like that. It really was the players. And the players, they need you, fans. If you're listening tonight on your way home, they need you. They really rally around that crowd. When you get up on your feet and you holler and you scream, you may not think that your one voice makes a difference, but your voice with 5,500 others makes a huge difference, and they hear it. You hear the noise down there.
You do, and I have to second that. You know, this team feeds off the crowd tremendously, and I'm down there with them. I can hear them, and I can see their body language. When our crowd's into the game, we are a different team on the field. It's night and day difference. We need the crowd to be into the game, to be cheering, and they came alive late in that fourth quarter, and so did our team.
That's it. Well, guys, another great show tonight. Thank you for all your hard work. And, Wes, we do miss you, and we do hope you get back real soon, but I don't want you back before you need to be back. Get better, get well, and your spot's still here. Nobody's let you go yet. We hadn't fired you yet, but, no, we do miss you, and we pick on you, and it's a hard job up here. And then doing the Tuesday night, the Friday night play-by-play, a lot going on. I have a different outlook on what you do on Friday night each and every week. I've filled in for you before, but to fill in week after week, it gets to be you realize how much work and effort you really put into it. Want to remind all of our listeners, of course, there is no game next Friday night, but there will be a coaches show on Tuesday night at Austin's Cattle Company. We'll start at 6:45. Have Coach McPherson there at 7 o'clock, and we'll have a lot of the players of the week as we get ready to talk a little bit about the Valdosta High Wildcats. We've kind of pushed it off and pushed it off, and now it's time to start talking about the Valdosta Lounge Wintersville Classic of 2011. And the next Tuesday night when we have our coaches show is senior night. That's always a big time as we invite all of our seniors out to Austin's Cattle Company. Guys, time to say goodnight. And since Wes isn't here to say goodnight, I'm saying goodnight. This has been a production of Black Crow Media along with TheVikingVoice.com. We want to thank Luan back at the station for his engineering as well as the produced by Justin Smothers. We are TheVikingVoice.com. Be sure and join us on the web 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right there. Guys, good night, Lowndes County.